Track 13, and now we come to sport. And as it's summer, we'll start with cricket. Woes for Bovey first, but better news for the second team. Bovey Tracy were on the wrong end of a result of the day in A division when Plimpton thrashed them by 10 wickets. As Plimpton were only 2 points above the drop zone going into the match and Bovey were second from the top, the winning margin was quite a shock. Bovey's second 11 ended Plimstock's winning streak at the top of B division by inflicting a 90-run defeat on them. Abbots Kurzweil remain chained to the bottom of B division table following a 136-run pasting at Ivy Bridge. Abbots will have been happy to bowl out Ivy Bridge for 236 in the last of their 45 overs. A 6-wicket haul for Tinashe Muchawe helped skittle the villagers for exactly 100. Kingsbridge opener James Westlake nailed his second league ton of the season so far to point his side towards a 119-run win over Lowly Chudley. The final score was Kingsbridge, who totted up 284, and Chudley, 165. Ipplepen's second 11 ended a four-game wait for a win when they defeated Paignton's second 11 by 6 wickets. The Pens were potentially one more defeat away from slipping into relegation orbit. This result gave them a 20-point cushion, turning up the midsummer heat for a run in the sun. The Dawlish Coasters staged their very popular Dawlish Coastal Dash 4-mile classic on Thursday the 19th of June in superb warm weather, starting on tarmac before the soft sand section, before a U-turn and energy zapping 800 metres. Donald Brooks took the lead as the early leader, who edged down to the sea for hard sand conditions, blew himself out with too much gusto. The competitors followed the flat path alongside the railway line towards Dawlish and up and over the railway line before a sharp turn to head back to the Warren and another railway bridge. The last 400 is the sprint finish, which many relished. Trotters dominated the field with the spectacular turnout. Close racing followed. Chudley upset the odds to beat Abbrook. Chudley Bowls Club recorded their first league win of the season over previously unbeaten Abbrook Park. The match was played in great spirit at Abbrook's green and white. The rinks were shared 2 each. Chudley won on an overall score of 76-71. In the SDL, Chudley ladies had an unfortunate start to the season, losing both of their opening fixtures against Dawlish Marina and Totnes, but have subsequently recorded victories against Totnes in the return and Torbay Country Bowling Club. In addition, they were successful against Torquay Belgrave in the Challenge Cup. And finally, it is back to cricket again. There was an anniversary match, was the main event. And the word main is spelled M-A-N-E. Bovey Tracy's 175th anniversary showcase game against the Devon Lions will go down in the club's history books as a roaring success, and not just because Bovey won the match. The game was a chance for old dressing room pals to meet up again and to welcome newcomers into the club. The club volunteers were hard at work around the ground, selling raffle tickets to help raise funds towards Bovey's ambitious 85,000 practice net complex. Jeremy Christophers, the former Bovey Tracy and Devon player who organised the showcase game, said on all fronts it could not have gone any better. We were blessed on Sunday with pretty much perfect cricket conditions for our 175th anniversary match. The game was a competitive in reality as it looked on paper, which kept everyone's interest really nicely through the afternoon. The fundraising element was a real bonus. We raised more than £800 in the raffle alone and will have made more, as yet uncounted, in food and drink sales. Bovey Tracy won the 40-over game by 2 wickets after dismissing the Lions for 221. And that's the sport for this week.